Good evening, America. Good afternoon, Australia. And welcome to everyone else listening across the world. A big shout out to those people listening in Germany and Russia today. Now, you're listening to the Everyday Business Show with your host, Tony Lontis. And our intro is my old intro. And it's a little bit teary to see my beautiful white goat, Jasper, on the screen. He passed last year and I'd forgotten how gorgeously fluffy he was. Anyway, this is the Everyday Business Show. And if you're listening live on LinkedIn, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, just remember that Payo is live listening and will take your comments, answer your questions, and give you the links for anything that we talk about today, in particular, our special offers and links to our amazing guest. If you're watching the show post live, then the links and information will appear attached to this show in the show notes. And if you're watching on Binge TV networks in the USA, thank you for tuning in once again to Everyday Business. A reminder too that you can jump onto tonylontis.com and look under the co-hosts and guests tab on the website, and you'll also find Chantal Girardi's Facebook strategies information and the links to everything about Chantal so that you can connect with her after the show. Now, before I introduce you to Chantal, obviously today we're going to be talking about Facebook and how to get fast and free results on Facebook. But here's what you need to know about Chantal before I introduce you to her. Over the past decade, Chantal has worked with loads of people and businesses to help them integrate their Facebook profiles into their business and life. Now, Chantal has worked in the fitness industry, beginning as a part-time personal trainer, working around three small children after emigrating from South Africa to the Gold Coast in 2008. Now, initially she worked with four other people, but had an entrepreneurial spirit, which saw her seeing how she could improve on her current model of delivering personal training. And that led to her opening her first fitness business in 2010. Chantal then branched out from opening a health, wellness, and fitness center to support other professionals in the industry. And her biggest challenge was that she didn't know what she didn't know. Beginning in a new business meant Chantal had to start over again, over and over and over, finding new clients without a marketing budget. She was overwhelmed, confused, and worn out. And Chantal didn't realize how to use social media effectively and couldn't afford someone to help her. Now, Facebook became Chantal's go-to platform, and the biggest bonus of having to start over and over and over again was that Chantal learned how to not do things. And after winning the Empowered Mums Award in 2015 for her work helping other health, wellness, and fitness businesses, Chantal began to invest in learning how to better coach business owners on how to use Facebook. Now, Facebook is a platform the world over. It's massive. And so Chantal saw lots and lots of experts spruiking how they should do things on Facebook. And she knew, as a solo business, having the money to employ someone to manage her social media was a challenge. And many experts she found really had no clue even on the basics of how to set up safely and use the platform. Chantal got her Certificate 5 in small business and started niching on Facebook. And she knew from her own experience using Facebook to generate leads for free was and is possible by understanding how the platform and its algorithms work. Now, as a Facebook strategist for over the last 4 years, Chantel has been able to show loads of other business owners, including myself, how to use Facebook to market and grow their businesses. And many people do not really understand the power of Facebook, and that's how Chantel empowers them to use it effectively for their business. Chantel's target audience is other micro and small businesses just like hers, solo operators with one or two or even three employees and not a huge big marketing budget. And the key to Chantel's work as a Facebook strategist, is customer service, a simplified approach to one-on-one training that empowers small business to manage their own Facebook profiles. Now, we're going to be talking, obviously, all things Facebook with Chantel. And I have to say that when I first went into business, Facebook was my platform and my learning and understanding came directly from Chantel. So it's really lovely to circle back and talk to her again about Facebook. Mind you, my business has moved on and Facebook is no longer a major part of my strategy. However, for many, many people and businesses, Facebook's where they start and where they continue. So, hello, Chantel. Welcome to Everyday Business.
Hey, Tony. Thanks so much for having me.
It's really quite a wonderful thing to have you live on the show and be able to talk to you because I know that once I started implementing the things that Chantel taught me way back then, and this is going back 3 years ago when I just had a book. That's all I had. No business, just a book. And the things that Chantel taught me actually worked very well and got me started as well on my entrepreneurial journey. Chantel, you've now been working in Facebook for a substantial amount of time. And I'm wondering if you can describe for the audience why it's important to start with a Facebook page / profile for you and your business. And let's talk a little bit about getting the foundations right.
Yeah, thanks so much, Tony. It's an absolute pleasure to be here today. And it's been absolutely awesome to watch you grow in your confidence. I'm going to share with everyone that Tony did her first Facebook Live with me. We literally were in a meeting together and she was so nervous about it. And I said, let's just do it. And we went live and we did like a selfie Facebook Live together interview. And that was probably the first time that first time that you did a live, and now look at you presenting online confidently. So it's been an absolute pleasure just watching you, grow. Facebook was a part of that for you because it would have given you the confidence and the skills. And part of the strategy that we always spoke about was that a book isn't going to make you money. It's like a book is only part of the bigger picture, but there is such a much more comprehensive strategy in there because books do not make you money. And you were able to create an opportunity, be able to go out onto Facebook, create those opportunities. I still remember when you called me and you said that you'd landed this other opportunity. There, it just grew and grew and grew. And that's the power of Facebook. It's the power of social media. It's not just about having a page or profile. It's not just about posting, that you went to the beach today and yesterday you helped a client. There's such a much more comprehensive strategy that people need to include. And it does start with the foundations, for sure.
Absolutely. That moment that you made... So Chantel had been talking to me about the power of live streaming. And you have to understand that back then, I am still an introvert, but I was incredibly introverted and shy and fearful about this thing called live and going live on Facebook. But Chantel made me do it in the moment, which actually removed some of the fear. And I learned from that that you can teach people how to overcome their fears. And it's actually become part of the fundamentals of what I teach the clients that I work with about fear, that you will feel fearful and that you need to just feel the fear and do it anyway, because it's not about you. It's about your message and it's about the way that you help people. Again, fundamentally, that was one of the first things that Chantel told me. So going back to the fundamentals of Facebook, what do businesses and people need to consider and get right as a foundation level for working on Facebook?
Well, and you touched on it there as well. Number one is it's about who you are, because there's a strategy for everyone. So introverts and extroverts, there is a strategy for everyone. And I think sometimes people hold back or they're too scared to go forward because they think that they have to be this extrovert or they've got to share their whole life story. Yes. But you don't. Like, when you understand how the platforms work and you understand how you want to be perceived online and you understand how to use the privacy settings, you can have a public or private profile, or you can have a private profile but only share some public stuff. So when you truly understand how the platforms work and understand how you want to be online and have that personal branding, that can really help. But also having the confidence behind it. And when you have a coach and someone to hold your hand through it, it certainly does make the whole process a lot easier. So number two is usually when it comes to the foundations, it's then about business branding. So, you know, we talk about personal branding and privacy and how you want to be established, but then we talk about the business as well, sharing your business backstory and looking at the bigger picture. Because like we discussed with your one, it's like a book is not going to make you money. So, what is the big picture? What is what are you actually selling? Who's actually prepared to buy it? Where are they hanging out online? How are we going to effectively communicate it? How do we take money, online? And how do we get a yes? So there's, it's understanding that whole bigger picture. So I often say the only BS you need in your marketing is a business strategy. And so many people will come to me and they don't have that right. What they think they need to do and what they really need to do are two different things. So it's really be able to help them with that business branding and that strategy. Number three is, and this is absolutely an awesome takeaway, so if everyone just does this one thing today, you will learn so much. But if you go and you do a competitor's analysis, so go onto social media, go to Facebook, go to websites, go everywhere and find other people that are doing social media relatively well. Go on and have a look at everything from how they position themselves, how they use the profiles, the type of reviews they get, the offers that they are selling, how they take payments online. You will learn so much from that. And I must say this, it's not so that you can copy them. It's so that you can differentiate yourself from them. So it is all about you establishing yourself differently, your point of difference, your unique selling point, and really niching yourself outside of what everyone else is doing. And that's the purpose of that competitor's analysis. So number four would be then establishing a professional online presence. So I always talk about going and doing the five-finger stalk. So if you go and grab your phone and you go five ways through on your personal profile, your business page, even through your website, and if you pretended like if you went, if I didn't know me, who I was and what I was selling, does this make sense? And look at it with complete virgin eyes. And if you do that, you'll see that, if you've been sharing your coffee photos for the last 5 days and you scroll through, that is how you're going to be seen to a stranger online. So it's really important that we have a professional online profile, that we do go in and stalk ourselves and see how we present, and then go make sure that that it is professional, that there is consistency with our branding, consistency with our key messaging. And to a stranger, we make sense. And to our right customer, we're going to get a yes. And then I would say
consistency is incredibly important. I was just going to say that was one of the key things that you taught me as well, was it didn't have to be perfect. It had to be consistent. So if you do something day in, day out, that consistency comes back to you in terms of people knowing, liking and trusting you and your brand. And that was one of the other key points from when I work with you, was about consistency. And I've carried that through the business today. So I consistently show up on these shows Thursdays every week, week in, week out, apart from Christmas when we have a little bit of a break. But yes, consistency is important, isn't it?
Yes, I think it comes down to, and actually number five is this, it's about clarity and confidence. If you have confidence in what you're doing and clarity in what you're doing, clarity makes it really easy for you to be consistent, you know, and confidence yes. really helps you to be consistent. A lot of the time people go, oh, well, if I post, you know, twice this month, everyone's going to see it. Everyone's going to be upset because I'm spamming them. If you think of people like Gary Vee, how many platforms they've got, they post 100 times a day paid and organically. And how many times would you run across a post? Maybe once a month. So when you understand how the platform work, it doesn't work like that. So it's really important to understand that relationships take time. We always talk about relationships. It's like, you know, it's like dating. It takes time. And if you just phone somebody, you know, met someone on Tinder and message them once a month or phone them once a month, they're not going to take you seriously. Their level of commitment and your level of commitment is not going to be there. So if you're really passionate about what you do and you work on that clarity and you work on that confidence, you can show up, be consistent, develop those relationships, and you'll be a lot closer to getting that yes and making those sales.
Yeah, which is important for small businesses. Chantel, quite a lot has changed on the platform since even we worked together. How do you keep track with those changes? You know, changes to algorithms, changes to the way things set up, and now there's the Meta, whatever it is that they're doing now. How do you keep track with those?
I think if you understand the value behind the company or what their actual mission or purpose is, you'll know that there'll always be some slight changes around, you know, but the primary vision of what they have is going to make this, is going to make sense. Most people just don't read their notifications. Like if you just read your notifications, it's kind of like Big Bang Theory with Penny, where she's constantly tapping on the dashboard of her car because the red light keeps flashing. You know, Facebook will pop up and say, Facebook groups is changing. This is the new update. And everybody just clicks crosses and don't read, you know, doesn't read through it.
But you should read those, shouldn't you?
You should read them. So here's the thing. If you're going to use something as a tool in your business, especially to generate leads, my goodness, you need to learn it. It's not hard. I'm a non-techie person. I am not actually a marketing person. I'm a hyperactive personal trainer by trade. If I can learn to do it, everyone else can learn to do it. They make it really simple because they want you to use the platform. So it's not that hard.
That's right.
So read notifications. And also Facebook will also email you. They'll email you any updates that come through and literally just skim read some of the stuff. But usually the pop-ups that they have inside Facebook are significant enough for you to read.
To tell you something's changing, take note, figure out what it is and make it work for you. Yeah. Chantel, with the changes that have happened in Facebook over the last few years, is it possible for businesses to still grow and market using Facebook and Facebook alone?
So, you know, 93% of small businesses choose Facebook as their primary platform, okay? A lot of businesses will say you need to be on LinkedIn, but there is much less activity and much less people actually on LinkedIn. So when you look at how many people, you know, how many fish there are, it's like going in and fishing in a location where there's one or two fish or fishing in a location where there's a lot more fish. So I think at the end of the day, you've got to work out who your audience is and where they hang out and how you're going to communicate to them. Google is the number one platform. So you cannot disregard Google. Yes. And of course, YouTube is owned by Google. So at the end of the day, I like to talk about my little triangle, my little power triangle. And for me, it is always Google, your website, and Facebook. And if you keep sending people from Facebook to your website, from your website to Facebook, from Google to your website, from Google to your Facebook, and you've got that power triangle going, you're going to significantly increase your online visibility. And other ways to do that is to backlink, to do, you know, collaborations. You know, when we do this podcast, my name goes on your website, your name goes on my website. So that helps with Google. Correct. And then we mention it on Facebook. So that helps on Facebook. So it comes down to how you use it. You know, if we just did this podcast and we did nothing with it, nothing would happen. So it's about one of my favorite F words. It's about following through. So don't half-ass things. Follow that thing through. If we're going to do this podcast,
that's right.
Well, it's got to go out to your emails. It's got to go out on Facebook. It's got to go out onto your website and across all your socials. And, you know, you've got to completely maximize the opportunity.
That's right. And as I said in the intro, not only do we do all of that, but in addition to that, the shows all go on to Binge Networks USA, Hero Go Networks USA, and the Tony TV channel app. So that way we are trying to get Chantel and Chantel's message out to as many people as is humanly possible. And it also goes out as a separate audio-only podcast as well as a video. So it's about trying to leverage as many spaces and places as possible that people can hear your message. And Chantel's message is absolutely about helping people and helping people leverage Facebook. So Chantel, we hear a lot about paid versus organic organizing, promotion, and growth. Can you explain for the audience what the difference and why it's important that we know that?
So, I mean, I love this question. So I've now been doing this business full-time for the last 6 years. We do no paid advertising at all. Everything that we do, or the leads that we generate, are 100% organic. And I work with, at the moment, at any given time, I've usually got about 100 clients that I'm working with at any given time. And out of those 100, there's probably about 95 that are organic. The other 5%, they will be doing paid advertising, and they're usually product-based businesses who have shops. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's about getting sales, okay? Mm-hmm. So, but for smaller product-based businesses that are niche-based or have one item, organic's okay. But for your bigger, who are just selling bigger things, you know, you have to go down the advertising route. So here's the thing. If you haven't got your personal profile set up properly, your business profile set up properly, if you have, and most people don't, they come to me and they go, oh, I know how to use Facebook. It's all set up properly. Every time it's not. Every single time it's not. I will always find something that's broken. So if it's not set up properly, if you imagine it being a car, okay, and you get into a car and the car doesn't have petrol in it, instead someone's put diesel in it, the car's missing, I don't know, a pipe and a radiator and something else, it's not going to be efficient. So it doesn't matter if you put a souped up exhaust in the back, it's not going to work, which is kind of like Facebook ads. So if you went and bought the most flashy, like souped, I don't even know if you call that here in Australia, because that might be my South African, but like a rah-rum kind
of. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. Good. My partner's from New Zealand, so we go, is that South African, New Zealand, Australian? so if you go put this big thing in, it doesn't matter how shiny it is, it doesn't matter how fast it says it's going to go, if you've put diesel in it and if you don't have the right wheels on it, if you haven't, it doesn't matter what you, how much money you put behind it, it's not going to work. So yes, people can achieve results organically. The reason most people think they can't, and I'm not going to bullshit you, the most reason is because they're looking for a quick magic pill, and it doesn't exist in business. There is no magic pill. Unfortunately, what we hear is laptop lifestyle. Oh, easy. I just work 1 hour a day and my ads make money.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't work. Speak to the real people in business that are really making money, and they will tell you that, you know, that it doesn't quite work like that. So there is no magic pill. So people looking for magic pills, it doesn't exist. If you want... Yeah. Some businesses just don't have the money to gamble on advertising, because you have to pay someone to manage it for you. There are experts in it. With the algorithms changing all the time, you have to make sure that
you need experts, don't you, Chantel?
You need absolutely experts need experts. So you've got to be prepared and have money to pay those people, and they're going to test it for about 3 months, and only then you might start making money. So some business owners just simply are not in a position to be able to do that. So for me, it's about, if you invest in yourself, you get the foundations right, you get the basics right, you know how to manage the platform, you can go and spend 20 minutes a day and you can generate leads and inquiries if you have skills, strategy, and a system. And those are the three things that I've worked out are the fundamentals for business owners to have. If you have got skills, you know what to do, so now you're going to have more fun. If you have a strategy, yes. It means wake up every day and you know exactly what to do because you've got a roadmap.
Exactly what you're going to do.
Yep, you've got Google Maps and Google's telling you exactly where to go. You're not just winging it and, you know where the petrol stations are, you know where you can stop for a toilet break, you know where you're going, as opposed to just winging it. And with systems, if you've got a system, well, guess what? You're not going to spend your life online because you've got a system. Correct. You know what to do. Yeah, so 100%. So many people are generating leads for free online, but it's not just posting on their page.
Organically.
You've got to have skills, strategies, and a system. You've got to be prepared to show up consistently, spend 20 minutes a day at least online marketing your business, and you should enjoy it. You should not enjoy it. You should enjoy that.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. And that's the key, isn't it? If anyone tells you that there's a quick fix, don't believe them. And I have to say that Chantel never sold me a quick fix. She sold me a strategy, taught me the skills, and I was off and running then. Chantel, so you don't do any paid Facebook ads whatsoever. Yours is all organic, and that's what you teach your clients as well.
Exactly, 100%. That's exactly what we do. A lot of people come to us and a lot of Facebook ads companies will come to us and they will ask us to help them because what I do helps their ads convert better. So, for example, I had a guy a couple of days ago, I think he owns a decking company, and he said he's paying $5,000 a month on advertising and management. And he's only getting 17% back in sales. And when I went onto his page, incorrectly set up, the banner wasn't, it didn't effectively communicate what he did in his business. Your Facebook banner is so important because within 3 seconds, someone will stay or they'll go. They had about a 5-step process before somebody could actually engage their services, and people do not have time for that. It needs to be a 1 or 2-step process of getting them off social media and turning them into a client. And again, always related to that dating thing. Imagine if you just went back and forth 1,000 times, people get bored. So what I do can optimize people's Facebook strategies because, and of course they're generating leads organically as well. So it'll bring down their ads.
Yes. Yeah. Which is good for small business. And, you know, we've had a really tough couple of years. Let's face it, it's been not fun.
Yeah. Look, for me, you know, when I started out a couple of years back, I was really focused on 5 to 6-figure businesses. But during COVID, I found that I started working with a lot more 6 to 7-figure businesses who wanted to make an impact in the world. So although they were selling a product or a service, they wanted to reach more people. They wanted to make an impact. And they didn't want to outsource their voice to someone else. So they would rather, in a lot of the cases, they would rather empower the husband and the wife and maybe the daughter who works in the company, or maybe they've got a team member there and they say, well, how can we do this? Because when we outsource it to someone else, we lose our voice, we lose our message, we lose the impact that we want to make. And we don't want to do that. So it's not for them. It wasn't even about the money of outsourcing. It was the fact that they are really passionate about what they do, you know, blogs, podcasts, how does that all fit into their strategy?
Definitely. Chantel, I wanted to talk a little bit about content. And in talking about content, what works, what doesn't, and why content is so important.
Every business owner has to know how to effectively communicate in the written word what they do to get a yes and make a sale. Okay. I cannot say that enough. And I hope I said that so beautifully that it makes sense because that's the job. So when business owners come, they like to use big words, they like to use complicated words, and they often use what they're delivering. They don't communicate the solution or the outcome to the customer of what they're actually doing. So part of the process that we work on is coming up with key messages, mission statements, and key messages, mission statements, and a content bundle. Because once you have a content bucket and your key messages and your mission statement, all you have to do is duplicate that across the world. You just wake up, you look inside your bucket and you pull it out and you go, that makes sense, what I'm hoping to achieve right now. So, you know, when we talk to people, it's really easy because we can sort of, you know, you've got your body and your mannerisms and people can go, yep, I like that or don't like that. Or, but when you write it, it's a bit more difficult. And a lot of people struggle to write as well. So it's a new skill. It's another skill that you've got to learn how to do. Yeah. But once you work out what are the things that you're continually saying and are passionate about and what are your clients interested in, so become a big stalker of your clients. If you know what their pain points are, what they're interested in, again, dating, right? If you met a guy and you're like so into this guy and you're like, oh, I'm so into him, you're going to go stalk him. You're going to see if he's into footy or if he's into cricket. Maybe he's into tiddlywinks and you're not into that. You know, you're going to go and check them out so that the next time you have a date, you can go in there and you can, you know, use the right words and use the right lingo and get yourself across the line. And it's exactly the same when it comes to your client. So become a really good stalker so that you know how to communicate them. But if you have a content bucket, literally just journal it, write it down, listen to your client's problems, listen to how you've helped them, you know, and spend time listening and writing those words down. And eventually you'll just have a big book of words that you can tap into that you can create content in. The good news is that social media is social. So when I look back and I go, well, how did little old me, personal trainer, hyperactive, no marketing background, no tech experience, like not that way inclined at all, how did I do it? I reckon it's because it's social media, which means all I had to do was go, if I can continue to be social online, this is really easy. So in fact, I actually had to learn the sales environment. So social versus salesy.
Yes.
Some business owners are too social. Hey, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look what I ate, look what I wore today, look what I dressed. Do you like this outfit? Should I wear that outfit? And they're just too social, okay? Me-me-me's is what I like to call them. And again, if you went on a date with someone and they just went me, you would get a fat no, wouldn't get another date, right? And some people then are too salesy. Buy this, buy this, buy this. You'll get this, this, this. It's discounted. This is the price. And it's cold and it's salesy and it's the old marketing way of this is it, this is the deliverables, this is what it is. And you'll get a fat no, okay? The thing is that you've got to build the know, like, and trust. So incredibly important that you continue to tell your story, continue to share what you're passionate about, talk about your why, engage your audience, ask them questions. What are you interested in? What would you like to hear more of in your business, not just in your clothing? And and create content that your customers are interested in. So whatever they're interested in, if they are interested in how to get fast and free results online, well, then provide content on that.
Yes.
If they want to know how to outsmart the algorithm, provide content on that. If they want to know how to, you know, what content to create, then create content on that. So deliver that content to them. The trick is to always tell them the what to do, never the how to do, because again, we want people to invest in us. And if people just keep giving everything away for free, they will never be respected like the lady on the corner, okay? So it's really important that if they want to go any further, they've got to pay you for that. So it's always the what, never the how.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So some other things that you can do, share success stories, because people don't just want to hear about you talking about yourself, which is important. But they want to hear about the results that you've had from other people. They want you to share statistics. Yes. So we've got a whole bunch of left brain people out there, and left brain people need statistics and they need
numbers.
They need numbers. They need quotes. They need so. For example, Harvard University says that 93% of business owners prefer Facebook as their primary platform. So they need someone else to give them the statistic to say that that's right in order to get a yes. So motivational quotes, success stories, testimonials, what else have we got? Offer solutions to their problems, share other people's content. And you do need to talk about your offering, but we don't talk about the deliverables of your offering. We talk about the outcome of the client of using the offering. And that's where people can go a bit wrong sometimes.
That's also about talking about what you've been able to achieve for a particular client in a particular time frame. So in your case, Chantel, that's about I worked with such and such a business and this is what they achieved in 6 months of doing, following my strategy. It doesn't have to be complicated, does it? The simpler and easier it is for the public to consume, the better it's going to be.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I know if you go to my website, you'll have a look. We've got testimonials, but then we've got we've got storymonials as well. So video testimonials. Yes. So video testimonials. Yes. We've got written testimonials, and then we have screenshots of clients. So I will text my clients in Facebook Messenger and go, "How is that going? How is everything? How was your result this week?" And they'll email back and go, "Oh, I just got a $3,200 client off that one funnel that we just created." And I will take a screenshot, and that will go up on the website as well, because that becomes social proof.
Definitely. When you talk about social proof, can you tell the audience what social proof means in terms of Facebook?
So social proof is, and also user-generated content, is all about getting other people to spruik you. So other people to validate you, other results to show. So it's third-party proof of things that work. So, for example, even now, me and you having this conversation and you validating what I've done, I think I messaged you at one point and said, "Tony, can you just send me a," and I think Tony's screenshot is on my website. So it is actually on my website, talking about the results.
Yeah.
And all it is having that social proof means we can use that in social proof to get credibility and to build up know, like, and trust, so people can go, "Well, you know what, this person's not BSing me. I can see
they've actually got." Chantel, you help businesses with their profiles and pages. How do you actually do that? Is it one-on-one? Is it in a group setting? Is it an online program? How do you do that?
Still, my most absolutely popular program is my one-on-one consultancy. And that mainly is because I work with people who want to sit down and, you know, even on a Zoom and go backwards and forwards and get feedback and, you know, have the practical support and the phone calls and the emails. And, you know, everyone is online now. It's all these online programs, and everybody downloads these $47, $97, $127 programs and never does them, right? So people often come and they go, "Right, you can have those programs. I have all those online programs. They're all there." But most people go, "You know what? I just want someone to tell me what to do. Give
me
feedback. Sit with me,
show me, and work through it.
And work through it with me." And, you know, so many people just don't do that anymore. So I'm lucky enough, and I'm so passionate about it as well, to continue to be able to offer my one-on-one consultancy. But we do often hold group programs as well. So they usually run in the school terms because I'm conscious of parents. So the next one will be starting, for example, in February next year, which will run the school term. Yeah. We'll run a program and do it in a group.
I know for my learning style, it was very helpful to sit with Chantel, my laptop open, Chantel's laptop open, and she would just teach me, "Go in here, do this, do that," and I would have a notebook down, and Chantel would provide all the information in worksheets and stuff. But for me, and the way that I learn, sitting one-on-one with Chantel and the laptop and physically doing it and putting notes in my notebook helped ingrain that information into my brain and make sure that it stuck there and that I did those things. Chantel, you've also you've had a busy year, obviously, because you've also written a book. What's your book called?
So I wrote my Facebook formula, which is ultimately a planner, because every time I sat down with my clients and I'm like, "Well, that's a template. And if you want to simplify your life, every time you do something multiple times, just automate that process or create it into a duplicated document." So I created all these documents and I got it all into Canva, created this planner, and thought, "Well, you know what? Now people can literally just go through and work through it, because I'm a paper and notes girl and you are too." Yes. So you can see paper and notes.
Yes.
That's how I learn.
Yes.
So it's interactive and you can learn and you can go through the process. So I've created all these templates And it literally will take people through the exact formula that I used myself in my own business, and the exact formula that I teach and work through with my clients. So if they go through and they journal and they brain dump and they work through that, they will be able to come up with a, yeah, well, I'm not going to say the same thing because you don't have the Facebook.
Well, it's a bit more. I was going to say it's a bit better when the one-on-one's better because you actually got Chantel right there and you can go, ah, I don't get that. Can you explain it again? Or can you actually show me how that works? I don't quite get it yet. So that's the difference. Yeah. Chantel, where's the book available?
They can go on to Amazon. It is on amazon.com and .com.au. Not sure it, you'll have the link. I know you've got someone there doing the link.
Yes, I've got the link. I'm just going to say the link for everyone listening will be in the chat box as Chantel and I are speaking. Payo will put the link to Chantel's book in the chat box right now, and it will also be with this interview. Wherever you're watching the interview, it'll also be there. Chantel, so the book is made up of all your formulas and templates to help maximize Facebook. Do you, before I go, I've got, we've got a little bit more time left and I've got a few more questions, but I wanted to know, from your perspective, you've been working so closely with Facebook, what do you think the future of Facebook looks like? How do you see Meta working out in terms of Facebook? And you might have, you might not have a defined idea about this, but I thought I'd ask it anyway.
What we need to understand is that they're a business, okay? And businesses want to make money, and Mark Zuckerberg is lots of money. So they're always going to be asking you to advertise, okay? But they're always going to be asking you to advertise because that's how they make their money, okay? And they're always going to tell you that organic doesn't work because they want you to spend money. So we've got to be realistic about that. So I've done a lot of research in Meta, and you know, I've listened to the Gary V, Mark Zuckerberg interview that they had, and I did write a blog on it as well, which should be on my website.
Yes.
And in there it just explains that at the end of the day, Facebook is all about communication, being able to communicate to people and to try and make it as realistic or as engaging as possible. And Meta is really about, it's kind of like virtual apps that are coming out. So it is going to change things because, you know, when I started my Facebook strategy business, everyone said to me, what if Facebook goes under? And I said, well, one of my strategies is always create a business off Facebook. Facebook's just a vehicle. So when Facebook shut down, they shut down this year and they shut down about 2-3 years ago. All the beauty salons that had their appointments that were done in Facebook, they didn't know whether or not someone was coming in for a perm or a blow dry or a color because all their appointments were sitting on Facebook. So that's never one of my strategies I teach. It's always about being able to get people off Facebook. Facebook's just a vehicle. You've got to be able to get people off. So Facebook is a vehicle in my business and I have a strategy for it, but I do not put all my eggs in one basket. It's incredibly important we don't do that in case it blows up.
Yes.
Because, you know, it is owned by someone else. But when it comes to these new apps, which is pretty cool, because, I, you know, obviously I come from the health, wellness and fitness industry, people can basically download an app, and this is how they're making their money, and they can have subscriptions. They can have go into an app. They can put on a virtual assistant, you know, a, they call it a VR unit, and they can basically run on the spot and be with a trainer and exercise and have their so be offline, but the whole thing can be interactive and it can feel 100% realistic. And they have obviously the money that they're making is from selling all these things to be able to make those things happen and the software behind all of that. So, you know, if we put our head in the sand and go, I don't want to learn, you know, all those people years ago said, I don't want to learn Facebook. Then when COVID happened, I was inundated because anybody who thought about doing it and went, no, you know, I'll just forget it. I don't need to use it in my business. They suddenly all called me and realized, well, they do need to know it. So we can't put our head in the sand. Whatever is coming, just explore, go watch, you know, go watch the interview so you have an understanding of it. And then just ask yourself, is this something that I need to incorporate into my business? Is it relevant to me and is it relevant to my audience? And that's the question you need to ask. I have got a lot of personal trainers, and a lot of them don't have money to have a website, and they are saving and they're desperate to have a website. And I'm like, you actually don't need to run a website. I opened my center just using social media and other free platforms. So,
yes,
you know, you need to ask yourself, do I really need that thing or do I just want it? And am I going to enjoy managing it? And if I bring this into my business, am I going to stay informed in it? Am I going to stay informed in it, consistent in it? And am I going to manage it effectively to its greatest potential? Because the amount of people that are paying for software in their business that they're not even using is insane.
Yeah.
It's more about getting what you have right and working.
Yeah. And you, and obviously you can do that. So people that connect with you and you, and that you work with, you can give them that capability and they don't necessarily have to do much else. Your example about the personal trainer, and not having a website. So they can, for those small businesses that are actually either just starting out or, and when you're starting out, there is a distinct lack of funds. What I was going to say is that if you, that little amount of money that you invest with an expert like Chantel will play out tenfold as your business grows. So sometimes when you're starting out, you're like, website, social media, what do I do? Well, why not go with something that's free and easy to set up and that you can leverage until you get the income that you want and build the website? Because websites are, let's face it, expensive. And you've got to upkeep them, you've got to manage them, you've got to have the right script, et cetera, et cetera. Something like Facebook will deliver great results for the majority of people and businesses without the angst of outlaying oodles and oodles of cash. Chantel, you said before that you didn't use Facebook for your appointments. I'm curious to know, what app do you use that integrates with Facebook that you can book appointments?
Yeah, definitely don't use Facebook's appointments setting. Remember, they're always going to want you to use their stuff.
Yes.
But that means they own your assets and they own your leads and your inquiries. So I'm not a big fan of that. For me, it's always about getting people off. So, I mean, things like something like Acuity integrates really well with Facebook. Yes. You can have one appointment for free on Acuity. But getting people to, you know, before any of that, I just used to say, private message me. And I would have a call and I'd book them in for an appointment. You know, when you're starting out in business, sometimes people just want all these big shiny light things, but we can work up to
and
those
you don't
things.
Need them.
We do not need them. When I first started out, I had none of that. I had no website. I had no appointment thing at all. I just manually did it. DM me, PM me, book it into the calendar, you know, take payment. You know, but something like Stripe or Square is really easy to take payment online. You can use a platform. Canva has a link tree now, and a website. So if you're going to spend money anywhere, spend money on Canva because that's freaking amazing, and you get so much.
I was just going to say, Chantel, that was one of the other things that you first started me on when I started out with Facebook was to get Canva, and I had the unpaid version of Canva for the longest time. But what it does is enables you to create brand specific posts and graphics and all sorts of things. It's also an Australian owned company, which is a big, I don't know, that just makes me glad that I'm an Aussie, but it's free. If you have the base stuff and that's all you need to do beautiful posts that post onto Facebook. And then, of course, you can create stuff for Instagram and Twitter, et cetera, but Canva is a great tool to help you manage your social media and in particular your posts and any of the graphics that you want to use within your business. So if you want to design a logo, you want to design a flyer, you want to do a brochure, all of those things you have capacity for in Canva. So it's a great combination, Facebook and a Canva as starting tools to use in your business, isn't it, Chantal?
Yep, yeah, 100%. And definitely, and as I said, now you can actually have a website, you can have a landing page, you can even put in a payment link. They've created their own link tree. You can do presentations, you can create brochures. All my animated GIFs and little videos that I make are all done in Canva. You know, just have branding consistency, have the same key messaging, and make sure that it's outcome focused. With everything that you do on social media, the strategy is, why am I doing this to achieve what? And it's one thing. It's not visibility. I'm not doing this for visibility. No, it isn't. It's to generate a lead. Well, what's the lead? To generate a call, or to generate someone to book in for a webinar. So it has to be one very specific reason that you're creating every post that you do. And then on top of it, it's not just about creating the, it's not just about creating content on that page and having that branding consistency. You have to have a growth strategy. And the growth strategy is, what other opportunities or things am I going to do out on Facebook to pull them back to me, like a podcast, like doing a webinar, a competition. What other things have we done?
Surveys. Polls,
Facebook groups, polls, joint ventures, collaborations, challenges. And they are all things that you can do to pull people onto your page, because your page just doesn't grow. Some people have got, you know, 30 people on their Facebook page, and they're still creating content thinking that someone's going to find them, and they're posting once a month. It's about setting up the page correctly, making sure that your content's consistent and it's meaningful and effectively communicates. But then on top of it, you've got to go out and pull people in towards that page. It's not going to happen on its own.
Chantal, if there's business owners listening that would like to do more with their Facebook, you work with the employees of businesses as well in teaching them. So you might have, say, an admin staff member who could be utilized in social media and setting up Facebook. So you do that work as well, don't you, Chantal?
Yeah, so as I said, in the last couple of years, what's ended up happening is a lot of businesses have come to me and said, look, I have a virtual assistant, or I have an assistant, or I have someone in my business who's been given the task of managing our social media. And often it's wives. I remember a printing company, the husband and wife were fighting all the time because the wife was trying so hard to do the social media. The husband was going, well, this is ridiculous. It's not even working. And they were sleeping in separate bedrooms. So he always laughs because he said, I actually got his marriage back together. But what happened was, I said, it's not the wife's fault. She wants to help, but she really doesn't have the skills, the strategy, or the system. And I said to him, so if she can invest in herself and her ability to do it, she's going to enjoy doing it. It's going to get a result. And you guys, you're not going to be saying you. You're just going to be going Chantal now, which is much better. A lot of the times we'll go, because the other thing is that a lot of the administrators, or especially with virtual assistants, they can do cookie cutter and fluffy, because they do the same messaging and same content for all businesses. And it's not their fault. That's what they know. Yep. They don't know how to come up with an income-producing strategy for a business. And that's the difference between having a pretty profile and a profile that makes money. So once the business owner has the strategy, and they've got the strategy, and they go, right, this is what we're doing, they can now hand that strategy over to them, give them the skills, and then manage that. Yep. And if that person leaves, they still have the strategy.
We'll
give it to them, and they can oversee it. Because a lot of the time, for example, the client I had this morning, they've got someone who they're paying to do their email marketing. And I had a look at this, and they're not reporting on the emails weekly. So they're not looking at open rates. They're not looking at clicks. They're not looking at the money that's coming in through the emails. And I said, all you've got to do is send her an email and say, send me a weekly report that gives me this, this, and this. That will now get her to start looking at the results, and then set a target for the week. And they're like, that's brilliant. And I went, yes, it is. So, but we've got to be able to give whoever's helping us direction.
And
that strategy.
Definitely. Chantal, before we run out of time, quickly, you have a special offer for the audience today. Can you tell us what that is?
Tony, I can't. I've got no idea what it is.
Yes, that's beautiful. Well, let me tell you, audience, the special offer for today is 10% off the Facebook Mastery 101 program. 10% off for the audience today. We have the link in the chat box. It's also on the website and it will be attached to this interview wherever you're watching it. So it's the Facebook 101 program with Chantel. 10% off for anyone who's watching this program today. Chantel, we're actually out of time.
Oh, damn it.
It has been a pure delight talking to you again and catching up, even if it is online in front of the world. I wish you and your family a wonderful Christmas. Keep helping people with Facebook. And thank you for the work that you did with me real early in the piece. I can't tell you how valuable that time spent with Chantel was at the very beginning of my business, incredibly helpful. And a lot of the strategies and knowledge I still use day to day in lots of different ways across my business, which has grown to quite a big deal now. And I started with Chantel. So there you go. Chantel Girardi, thank you so much for being on the Everyday Business Show. Have a wonderful Christmas. Enjoy those kids being off school. Have your kids finished school?
Yep, they're in high school now.
Yes. So that look forward to the Christmas holidays with them not going to school.
Thanks so much, everyone, and have an amazing Christmas and New Year.
Thanks, Chantel. That's your lot for this week on the Everyday Business Show with Chantel Girardi. Don't forget to check out Chantel's website and all of her information. She has some fantastic resources and she is a wonderful person to work with. So if you're struggling with Facebook, get in contact with Chantel today. And that, is your lot for this week. And we will be back next week again on Everyday Business Show with Tony Lontis. Bye for now.